Welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts. I am Randy.
I am Dak.
And this is Ryan.
And this week, we are very excited to talk to you about new countries in the World Showcase.
Fellas, what's up?
Hey, I came to work this week.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while since we've been the three of us together.
Yeah, it has. I was listening to the last episode where I was absent.
And here we go.
Yeah, you guys need me.
It's true. Like, so many times you're like, oh, we got this. And then we get there and we're like 3 hours into our mic checks. We're like, what are we doing?
Well, and I think too, my wife told me afterwards, she was like, Ryan, you and Dak are great, but you need a third person. You just need a third person. We were probably too agreeable with one another.
Yeah, I think so.
You need some negativity in this relationship.
We need some conflict. We need some disagreement.
You know, in fairness, actually, I think you guys did an outstanding job. Great episode. My family listened to it separately from me, and they were having a good time until you really screwed up on Gaston's cinnamon roll. Now, listen, I just want to say for the record, there are times where I would agree it doesn't have enough icing. It's a little dry. But the last couple I've had there were warm, like right out of the oven.
Nice.
Smothered in icing. It was a good cinnamon roll. But if you don't like bread, and it sounds like Ryan hates bread because he'd rather eat cardboard.
Oh, my gosh.
If you don't like bread, maybe you won't like that. That's true. It's not the same texture as, for instance, the formerly known as colossal cinnamon rolls that you guys continue to fantasize about that don't exist anymore.
No. What you just described, coming out of the oven nice and warm, smothered in icing, I am 100% on board with that. I just have never had that experience.
Well, I learned that it was at least possible once, and I'm going to find out if it is again to get extra icing. Look, when I'm like you, when I go to Cinnabon, I want extra icing. And you know, they don't skimp there, right?
No, they don't.
And I actually, my extra icing at Cinnabon, I use it as a dipping cup.
Nice.
I cut my piece off and I dip it, right? So I would love to see if that's available at Gaston's.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Ryan. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I think a lot of it has to do, I mean, obviously the food at Disney's mass produced. No. And so you got to get there at the right time or you can have a bad experience.
Those dwarves
sure.
are back there making plant bread right now.
That's right. The little woodland creatures.
Hey, before we get started, I wanted to give a shout out. So, just a quick experience I had the day at work. I met a guy, his name was Chris, introduced him to the podcast. I walked into his house. First, as I was approaching his house, he had a Mickey and Minnie doormat. I'm like,
oh, excellent.
Good sign.
I'm like, that's a good sign. We're off to a good start. And then I walk into his house, and the first thing I noticed was this haunted mansion, kind of like an electric sign.
Ooh,
on his wall.
Okay.
And I'm like, I like where this is going. Okay. Disney doormat, haunted mansion sign. So I start looking around this living room, and I just, there are Disney posters, Everest, Spaceship Earth, you know, there's Disney popcorn buckets, glasses from Canada. Like, there is just, his house is like Disney just threw up.
Wow.
In his house. So I'm like, you a Disney fan? he's like, absolutely. He starts showing me his tattoos. He's got a big old Mickey.
Okay,
on
that's
his, on
that's
his right.
That's commitment. That's
it's level. Commitment. But talking to him, he's like, I'm like, so where did you get your love for Disney? He's like, well, you know, I've loved it for a long time. I was a Disney cast member. I did the college program.
The college program.
He worked. He did the ESPN Wide World of Sports.
Okay.
And he worked. He's like, I worked a lot of the Braves games there. And he's like, I had a great time. Great time doing that program. I'm like, all right, we're friends for life now. You know, college program, Disney lover, Disney memorabilia all over the house.
That's
like,
excellent.
This was really cool. So Chris,
undoubtedly, you told him about this show.
I sent him the link to the podcast.
Excellent.
And,
okay.
You know, hopefully he's listening today. And
yeah, welcome aboard, Chris.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ryan, you're driving today. I think you...
Well, I don't put that pressure on me, man.
Yeah. You're leading the show, right? So today we're talking about the World Showcase, and we're talking about the countries there. So give us an idea of where your thoughts were going on.
Yeah, so here are my thoughts, and I've been thinking about this for a long time. You know, the World Showcase to me is... It's one of my favorite places. You know, it's a place where it's very relaxing. You have that 1.2, 1.3 mile promenade around the lagoon there that you can kind of tour the countries and just kind of take it in. It's just kind of a nice relaxing spot to be. Maybe not during the Food and Wine Festival the Art Festival or the Flower and Garden Festival. It gets a little backed up and a little crowded there. But for the most part.
But usually, to be honest, though, usually that's not till later in the day or evenings, right?
Yeah. And that's true.
If you were there in the morning, piece of cake.
It's true. And I just love the World Showcase. And to me, the World Showcase has been fascinating because what we see today, it was never intended to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
There's just some backstories to the World Showcase that to me are just fascinating. And, you know, this is not going to be a deep dive into every single country in the World Showcase. That would take 10 episodes to do. I thought it'd be kind of fun to talk a little bit about the World Showcase, but more importantly, kind of expand our magical scenario that we do every week.
And yeah.
Let's talk about some countries that we would add if we were given the opportunity.
Question.
Yes.
As a kid, World Showcase, yay or nay?
100% yes.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
Wow. Yeah. So we took our kids one of the first couple of times going there, and it was just a nightmare.
Yeah.
It was too much for them, too long. Knowing what I know now, maybe that would be different and in our approach, but
sure.
And they've added some, you know, Frozen didn't exist there. Frozen Ever After Ride did not exist there at the time we were taking our kids first couple of times, but man, it's you gotta plan ahead. Ratatouille wasn't there, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's your big challenges, right? You got all those countries and you've today only got three rides.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So two of them pretty close together. So Mexico and Scandinavia, Norway, whatever we want to call it, because it seems like it kind of adopts all of the Scandinavian countries from what I can tell. But I think it's intended to be Norway. You know, they're really pretty close together. And then France is way over in the other corner near the International Gateway. And then there's really nothing else over there, you know, with England and Canada. Now, you've got some shows, you know, a lot of them have shows. You've got a show in China. They put some shows on in Japan, like kind of out in the front. You've got extra stuff there in France. There's Voices of Liberty at the American Pavilion. But nothing really takes place in Germany. Nothing takes place in Italy.
Well, Italy, you do have the guy that juggles the balls.
Yeah,
you know how many times I've seen. Shows. You know how many times I've seen that guy in 10 years, right? Zero.
Once?
No, zero. Once? I've never seen him before.
You've
right?
never seen him?
I mean, I know that. So that's what I'm saying. I bring the question up because that was not my favorite thing as a kid, and now. With the way they've revitalized the front of Epcot, right? There's just a lot more to do up there.
And I think if you look back at what they wanted Epcot to be, because you talk about there not being enough rides. Well, fun fact or quick trivia, do you guys know what was originally planned for the Germany Pavilion?
For the Germany Pavilion? I can't remember.
So they actually designed a water ride.
Oh, really?
The building is still there. They use it for storage. I think I read storage.
When you say water ride, like what does that mean?
Like a river cruise.
Oh, so we would have three river.
We'd have three rides. River rides there. Yeah.
Within close proximity to each other.
Yeah, and they built the building, and the rumor is that if you go into the restaurant, the Beer Garden restaurant, there is like this faux wall that was going to be the entrance to that river cruise attraction.
They could use one.
They could.
I'll just say this. To be honest, even if every country had its own river cruise, that would be okay.
Yeah.
I think they need more back there. I think you need I guess it's hard to call some of those things thrill attractions, but Frozen's, I guess, a thrill attraction. I would definitely classify it that way. The Three Caballeros is not a thrill attraction, but it's a leisurely one.
Yeah, it's
I just think there's opportunities, and I think that's great. And I think that's why it's awesome to start having this conversation today about some potential new countries in the World Showcase. It's going to happen at some point. No announcements have been made, but it's going to happen at some point. It's going to be thanks to guys like us.
Yeah.
So let's just put this out there right now. Anyone from Disney who is listening, these are going to be our ideas. Can we copyright these ideas? Can we?
I can do whatever I mean, want.
Yeah. So, well, do you guys know when the original ideas started taking shape for a World Showcase type attraction or land? Can you guess?
So let's start with Epcot. Epcot opened when? Early 80s?
84, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a little bit before that. I mean, I guess it's a lot before that because of the planning stages. And I feel like I'm slightly cheating, except I'm too old to remember the fine details. Recently, I've been watching on Disney Plus the Epcot episode of Behind the Attraction, which has some great, great history behind the whole thing, right? You know, Epcot, I'm in love with the idea. Walt wanted to create the prototype community of tomorrow, right? I would live there. And then I listened to some of the great, great Imagineers, right? In fact, you know, Bob Gurr's on there saying, he's like, we ran into some problems. Like, where would you register to vote? And of course, I'm thinking about this in 1980s terms, right? And I'm like, oh yeah, like you had to go in person to do a bunch of stuff back then. Today, I think we could overcome almost all of these obstacles. This experimental prototype community of tomorrow could be possible. Until they got to the part where the whole city was going to be covered in a dome. Yeah. And then I thought, all right, who's going to keep that glass clean?
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Nick.
Well, I was just going to say, so for the record, October 1st, 1982.
Oh, 82. Okay.
I thought it was later. I agreed with you. I thought it was later.
That's when Epcot, that's when they opened.
Epcot official open date was October 1st, 1982.
All right, let me throw this stat out. This is going to blow your mind. So the kind of the genesis of a World Showcase type of an attraction or land actually started in 1955. They talked about doing at the end, I think it was like the northeast or the one side of Main Street at Disneyland, making that into like a World Showcase type of a street.
I did not know this.
Yeah. So that's kind of where the idea for this World Showcase.
I feel like a Disney novice right now. Yeah. I did not know this. This seems like trivia I should have known. Yeah.
So how many countries did they originally plan for?
It was like six, right? Six or eight or four?
31.
31.
That's ridiculous.
You're just making stuff up now.
Yeah. I am not. No, the original plans was for like upwards of 31 countries. Now, not in the
big or go home.
Not the same. Wow. Not the same size that we have today. Clearly. I mean, they would have been, but much smaller. But that obviously that slowly was scaled back to. So, from my research, it went from 31 to about 17, and then for opening day, there were how many countries on opening day?
I'm taking a guess at six.
Seven?
We had nine opening
day. Nine opening.
So
suck again.
So there's 11 now?
There's 11 now. So which two were not present for opening day?
Wasn't present for
opening day. Well, I'm going to cheat because we heard this on the way over. But Norway, I know, was not present.
Norway was not there.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah, Norway came in 1988. So 6 years after Epcot opened.
Canada?
Close. Morocco.
Well, I was going to go there, but I felt like, yeah.
Yeah, and Morocco has been the only country that had, I mean, up until recently, fully supported by the Moroccan government.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah. And interestingly enough, that's why as a World Showcase pavilion right now, it's been struggling because it's the one place that doesn't have any support.
Yeah.
Come on, Morocco, get it together.
I know. And you know what? Morocco, we used to love their little quick service place there. Tangiers Cafe, I think.
The Tangerine.
Not the one that's on the water, but the one that's in the bazaar there. They have a little cafe.
Tangerine Cafe.
Yeah, Tangerine Cafe. We used to like that place. So interestingly enough, too, about the World Showcase is that they had what was called a Phase 2 plan, which was going to be additional countries added to the World Showcase. So I think right now, again, this is going to be a close number, not exact. I think there's space for 17 countries.
Wow. I can't even imagine that.
No, but I just can't see that.
But when they built Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, that took up one space. But you have, if you kind of walk around the World Showcase, you have these gaps.
There are gaps.
There are gaps that you don't really think about them being gaps.
Well, there's gaps on either side of the American Pavilion, for instance, mm-hmm. right? You know, I mean, you could put some stuff in there. They'd be smaller countries, I think, than what you find in some of those areas. But yeah, interesting.
Yeah, so I just pulled up the Parks app map. And there's definitely space between France and Morocco, and then Morocco and Japan.
Yeah.
And then a big,
huge amount of space in between China and Germany. Yeah. Right. You know, there's a pseudo country there, but it's not really a country.
It's just a noisemaker.
Yeah. I don't even know what to call it.
Bongo drums.
Originally, that was supposed to be Africa.
Not just Africa, but equatorial Africa. There were going to be three countries there.
That was the thing. That was the one place that got a continent, not just a country.
So I'm trying to remember the three countries that were in discussion with Disney to be kind of a, you know, work together to make this. Oh, what were they, Dak? We were just talking about
it. Zimbabwe.
Not Zimbabwe. it'll come to me later on.
The Congo.
Not the Congo.
South Africa. I just couldn't start naming countries
at this point. These are all the but I mean, you start talking about
Egypt in there, right?
Tasmania.
Yeah, sure.
Is that in Africa? Or is that in
the Ivory Coast?
Côte d'Ivoire.
Oh, here we go.
We're just like naming stuff. Ryan's like trying to keep it all serious.
I know. Here we go.
Is Tasmania, is that a country or is that like an Australian thing? I just
know him from that other from the other group.
IP, right?
Yeah.
Tasmanian Devil. I feel really bad right now. Forgive me. I'm sorry. Everybody.
No. So Kenya, Senegal, and the Ivory Coast. So those three countries were kind of in a bidding process together to be part of the World Showcase, and some things happened, and I guess there were some issues with which
conflicts over blood,
which country's name is going to be listed first, stuff like that, and funding and political unrest.
This section of the episode is going to need a lot of editing, Ryan. I feel like I've offended a lot of people inadvertently by lack of continental knowledge.
Oh my god!
Well, all the more reason why we need to expand the World Showcase to bring those countries to our shore so we can learn more about them. Listen, so phase two, I think this is amazing. So phase two called for Russia, for Switzerland, for Spain, for Venezuela, United Arab Emirates.
Oh, Venezuela, that's not happening.
Israel, and even Poland was all part of this phase two of the World Showcase.
Well, that's interesting. I look forward to getting to the rest of the content. Many of those were countries that I had thought of as we prepared for this episode.
Really?
Including Poland.
Not one on my list.
Not one.
Not one of those. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and a lot of them, you know, there were funding issues. They couldn't find enough sponsors. Governments weren't willing to get invested with this. You know,
name them again for me.
So we have Russia, Switzerland, Spain, Venezuela, United Arab Emirates, and Israel. Now, if you Google these, they all had conceptual artwork done.
Sure.
Like they were part of they were legitimately, let's design these pavilions, let's put some artwork out there and really build some hype for these countries.
A couple of them I could see that makes a lot of sense, right? Spain is almost surprising, except for the fact that you realize the World Showcase is already very European heavy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and Israel was kind of a sad story. I was reading about that. There was legitimate concerns of a terrorist attack.
Yeah,
if they were to put in Israel in the World Showcase, that may happen, and that's I mean that's sad to read that, to hear that.
Yeah,
but a legitimate concern.
Yeah,
yeah. I would say some of these, like Russia, you mentioned, especially mid '80s. I can't imagine them like.
Well, wasn't going,
like
was
just
it, wasn't
the political
Russia in the mid-80s.
Right. But that's where I'm going. Right, yeah. It's like I'm sure there was a lot of political influence, and like, hey, how's this gonna, you know, what are the optics of this going to look like if we put, you know, a USSR,
you know,
World Showcase location in the middle of, you know, the Olympics as we're watching, you know, and cheering our hockey team on to beat them, right?
Yeah.
And just all the political fire that was going on there. So, I mean, I could see it now for sure.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I think nowadays there's too much political, you know, back and forth with some of these options.
Yeah, keeping in mind the purpose of it is education, exploration, learning, right? The politics are not part of it. You know, even it is interesting, you know, when you go and you watch Reflections of China, for instance, right? I mean, look, we clearly have a lot of political things going on in relation to China and the United States right now. But you go and you watch that and you're like, that's not what it's about. And I learn a lot about China and what's going on there. And you go to Canada and you watch that thing and you can't get that song out of your head, right? And, you know, but there's a lot of political things you could say about Canada too, yeah. right? That's the one place that every presidential election, all the actors threaten to move to, and they never do.
You know what's funny about Canada?
They never leave.
During the initial, the process of getting Canada on board with coming to the World Showcase is they were worried about the Canadian stereotype of lumberjacks. But do you guys remember the Lumberjack Show?
Yeah.
That was there just, I mean, even as recent as like 3 or 4 years ago.
I thought you were talking about the Red Green Show.
The Red Green Show?
Yeah, it was a, anyways. Some of our listeners will know what I'm talking about, but.
Is that a person?
Yeah, Red Green. And, you know, he was a lumberjack and, you know, duct tape was the handyman's secret weapon. That's he was hilarious. Like the Canadian version of Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
That's hilarious.
Oh, okay.
But he was a stereotypical Canadian lumberjack, right?
Nice. Well, Canada it was a very cool lumberjack show. They did the log rolling and the axe throwing. It wasn't there very long, but it was a cool show. So, and, you know, going back to kind of the original concepts, like you talk about not having enough attractions. At the Japan Pavilion, they had talked about a Matterhorn type roller coaster, but around Mount Fuji.
That's what nice. I picture. I picture a big mountain there and something.
Yeah, that would have been just amazing. And what we were talking about earlier, Dak, a Skyliner top option. Yeah. All these ideas that they had for the World Showcase that just never came to fruition. And it's kind of, again, we talk about the World Showcase, how we love it now, but thinking about what it could have been, just amazing. And I hope that. I don't know, I hope somebody's in a room thinking stuff up like, man, we really probably should update the World Showcase.
And I'll just change what you said there, what could have been to what could be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Being future thinking, let's use Walt's words, right? Let's plus it.
Yeah.
Right?
And speaking of which, again, I'm going back to the Disney World app. There's a huge space between Canada and the United Kingdoms. And there's something that it looks like they started there. Just in my mind's eyes, I'm going through that park.
There's a big building back there.
There's something back there.
Yeah, they use it for storage.
Man,
and there's some bathrooms back there,
too. They got to cash in on that. And there's tons of space back there.
And when Epcot opened, there were actual signs that were placed along some of those
future
spots.
Home of.
I know like Spain had a sign. I believe Venezuela had a sign. 4 or 5 of those countries that were part of phase 2 actually had signs in front of their locations that this is the future home of Venezuela or Russia or Spain. So again, Google that. There are conceptual artwork out there on the internet that's pretty cool to look at. So, and listen, we don't want this to be a 2-hour long episode. So let's get into what we really came here to do, which is to add some countries to the World Showcase. So I'm thinking this. You got to pick a country. You got to say, how are you going to plus it? Are you going to have, what kind of dining are you going to have? What attractions are you going to have? What are you going to make this country about? So what you got, Dak?
Well, my first one, I don't know what you would call it because there's so many islands down there. I wouldn't want to call it the Polynesian area because we already have a Polynesian resort hotel area. But maybe Samoa or some type of area like that. Obviously, you could heavily theme it with Moana. But I think just in general, I think Walt loved the islands and the South Pacific and all of that area. So I think you could easily do a Moana ride. And then for my food dining options, I would put a quick service in there. Would it be too much if it was Moana themed to have pulled pork there at Little Pua? From the cartoon. How would that go over? Not good. Maybe
know.
Some chicken shish kebabs.
Chicken tenders.
I don't know if the kiddos would like that. But what would be good? Have you guys ever had like a hibiscus, like frosted slushy drink?
No, I don't drink flowers.
Man. Really?
No.
Dude, they're so good.
They taste very floral to me.
Yes, yeah. That's the idea.
Yeah, I would agree with Randy. I'm not a big floral drink kind of a guy.
Not my kind of flavor.
Or just, I'm sure the Imagineers
like the smell
and the cooks, yeah, they could come up
you
with something.
You could stick a hibiscus
flower on top.
Flower on top.
I'm okay with that.
You know, be okay with that.
Some sort of fruit frosted slushy drink.
So Samoa was a place that I had on my list of potentials too. So I'm glad I came up with more than just two, right?
Yeah.
I think you're onto something. Maybe what you could consider is why not a full luau?
Man, that'd be great. They used to do a luau there at the Polynesian, mm-hmm. and they did away with it. I don't know why. It was so great. Did you guys ever do that? I know you're DVC.
They do
there.
It from time to time. It's rare now.
Man, we did it as a family one time, and it was phenomenal. We loved it. The show
now
was great.
Out where they used to do it, we watch movies.
Oh, really?
They put a movie screen.
I'm telling
there.
You, they had like a fire dancer out there, yeah. and the whole bit, and it was just. That's one of the best shows I think I've ever seen at Disney.
Is this a post-COVID cutback?
It must have been, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was great. I would absolutely, if they brought back the luau, I would absolutely book that.
Okay.
That's my first one, Samoa.
Okay. All right, Randy, what you got?
So.
Hold up. Where would you put it in the current World Showcase?
So that's a good question. Ooh. Let me pull up the map again. I mean, probably in between China and Germany. I would throw it somewhere in there where you could really really have a big, expansive. And, of course, I would do some sort of Moana water ride or some sort of Moana-themed attraction of some kind. And I think it would pair nicely with Across the Way. You have the new Moana water experience and all that. Maybe actually that's the place to put it is now that I think about it, maybe up closer to Canada as you're starting to head into the World Showcase. It's, you know, right there.
So between Canada and the UK?
Or even Canada and like...
Kind of tight there.
It is a little tight there. You're right.
A little tight there, but you know, you could definitely use some of whatever's in between Canada and the UK.
Yeah. Anyways, I think... For all intents and purposes, it would pair nicely with the Moana exhibit now. I think it'd be great.
Oh, dude. That's where you put it. Oh, no, you can't. I got to keep in the world. Never mind. I was thinking the Moana's Journey of Water was closer, but it's...
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah, never mind. All right, Randy, what you got?
So, you know, I was kind of debating. I wanted to pick a South American country. I think that's a big miss. It's a big, big miss. It's the only, well, it's not the only because Australia is a continent. It's not represented either, but it's the only continent that's not really represented, right? And so I'm going to go with Argentina.
Oh.
You know, Argentina as a country, very, very unique. In fact, it reminds me a lot of Canada just because of... The geography covers so many different types of things. You know, they have glaciers in Argentina.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, way down south.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
They also have like waterfalls in these tropical areas near the rainforest and stuff. Like the Iguazu Falls, I think, is a very, very famous thing. So I think Argentina would be very, very interesting. Deep, deep culture there. Well known, frankly, for its food, especially beef,
mm-hmm.
right? So you could have a great steakhouse, you know, give Les Ailes a run for its money, perhaps. And I think in terms of an attraction, I would probably put a thrill water ride in there. I think something similar to Splash Mountain on steroids would be great.
I think you're on to something there. I mean, a lot of times we've gone in September, that's my birthday month. And so when we go there in September, it is just flooded with Argentinians.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that's how you say that.
Argentinians.
Argentinians. I don't know.
I think so.
But there's a lot of them.
I don't want to offend any more people.
After the
Tasmania Africa debacle, right?
So. But I think it would be incredibly popular.
Yeah. I think so too. I think you'd get a lot of stuff there. You have the ability to do cultural shows, you know, dancing,
some gauchos.
All sorts of stuff. Sure, you know, and I think that's the thing is I think you'd have a sit down, you know, ADR steakhouse, right? You know, something top notch. It's one thing that I've learned: you just can't have too many steakhouses, right? And so for there to only be one in the Canada Pavilion. You know, I think this is where you go. And so where would I put it? I lost my... Here it is. I think I'd probably go and put this in between Japan and Morocco.
Okay. Yeah, there's space there.
I think there's space. And depending on how big this water ride on steroids is, maybe it needs to go between China and Germany if you've got to build a building like
that. Yeah, I mean, you got two spots there between China and Germany.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
All right. Argentine or Argent. Argentina.
So what you got, Ryan?
So you know what's funny? I thought you were going to go Brazil, and I was going
to... That was my other one.
I was going to go Chile, but I think Brazil needs to be represented in the World Showcase.
I think that's probably true.
I think Chile... I lived in Chile for 2 years. It's a beautiful country. You could play up the Easter Island connection, volcanoes, beautiful beaches and rivers, Patagonia. You got all that in Chile. But Brazil, to me, just because, number one, and you just hit that, Dak, like there are so many people that travel from Brazil to Disney World.
Yeah.
So I'm putting a Brazil pavilion in there. I probably would do like a Brazilian buffet.
Yeah, Fogo de Chão.
Fogo de Chão. Oh,
man, that'd be so good.
Rodizio grill type. Just
you
give me.
Making me hungry.
You know, I got my little green and red, you know, wooden sticks. You know, it's always going to be on green as they're walking
stop,
around.
Though. Stop.
As they're
though.
Walking. No, no, no. You keep bringing the meat. Coming. Keep bringing the meat. Yes.
More of that lemonade, please.
So give me a Brazilian buffet. You know what? I think it'd be cool to do like a slow water ride, like Three Caballeros, but you're going through the Amazon. You're going down the Amazon.
And then the anaconda comes and eats you.
There you go. So maybe it's a hybrid between Jungle Cruise and Grand Fiesta Tour. Something like that.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
So where's it going? Where are you going to put it?
I'm going to put it right next to yours. No. We can't put it next to yours because we can't have two South American countries next to each other. So how about we put this one in between... how about we do it? You know what? We need some space for that water ride, though.
Between Canada and the UK.
Let's do it. That's where it's going.
I think another thing... So you stole mine, Ryan, which is fine, because I think we're all in agreement that Brazil is gotta be added. I think another cool thing you could roll in there somehow is Carnival.
Oh, yeah.
I think you could do something super fun with Carnival and just all of that. That goes on down there. That's huge in Rio, and just playing off of Rio and all of that. There's just so many possibilities with Brazil.
Oh, and as much as England, you know, puts up, you know, they promote their soccer in their pavilion.
Oh man,
you got Brazil, which is the best country of all time in soccer. So you absolutely have to promote that.
Yeah, you could get some Pele stuff in there, and it's just wildly popular.
Yeah,
for sure.
Right. So that's three. Let's do three more. What you got, Deck?
That was it. I had Brazil and Argentina. So you guys took me off the map.
Else, huh?
I had nothing else. Right. That would be it for me.
We have crossed of my three. We've crossed three of my four off the list. Okay. So I do have one more.
Okay.
Right. And we've kind of already hit this, but I think it's appropriate to add Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, it's the largest country by landmass in the world, right? One of the most populous, if we could figure out how many people were actually there, right? But obviously a country with deep, deep, deep cultural history, deep significance in the world. It's got a unique cuisine, you know, all sorts of really cool things you could possibly do. And just think of the decor, right? Imagine going through the World Showcase and you see the Kremlin, right?
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome.
I mean...
Yeah, that'd
be
awesome.
It's pretty iconic. It'd be something really cool. And it doesn't have to be a replica of the Kremlin, for instance, but it could be something in that style because that's not the only place in that style. But I think that would be really, really interesting. Now, where I get stuck is I don't know what kind of attraction you do. We keep going to water attractions. I don't know that that's super. I feel like to a certain degree, I'm wondering if perhaps there's not a Siberian adventure in here. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
And maybe, you know, similar to an Expedition Everest, which takes place in Nepal, right? You've got some sort of Siberian snow coaster that does something for you.
There's got to be some legends or some, you know, you got me thinking with this Nepal
Baba
thing
Yaga.
And just, some sort of like... history or legend there of people that
went over Dex's head.
Yeah, totally. I don't know where you're going with that. But anyways.
You don't know Baba Yaga?
No, I don't.
Oh, you know it. You've seen the movie.
Maybe. I don't know. You guys lost me.
Look, Baba Yaga is an enigmatic or ambiguous character from Slavic folklore. you know, and sometimes she's this ferocious looking old woman who fries and eats children. That's probably not what we're looking for here in Disney. In others, she's a nice old woman who helps out the hero. So Baba Yaga, there's a story there.
Yeah, I think we just, you know, I
Baba
think
Yaga snow adventure.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Ryan, what do you got?
All right. So we'll call this the last country we're going to add. I think I've got a couple options here. You know, the Australia, New Zealand part of the world. I think you could just, you could do a lot with that. You could tap into the food. You can tap into the nature. I mean, you could, this would be wishing something that would never happen. You could tap into the Lord of the Rings, but they, you know, they wouldn't do that. They couldn't do that. You could do South Africa. I think South Africa would be very interesting. You could tap into the rugby history there. I forget the name of the team. They're, All Blacks is New Zealand.
That's New Zealand.
I can't think of the one that's in South Africa. But I think I'm going to go, if we're going to add one more country, I'm going to go with Egypt.
Wow.
You know, I just think Egypt has...
You don't think that's too close to Morocco?
I
know they're distinctly different, but...
I hear your point, but hear me out. I think with Egypt, you could... I'm thinking more about the attraction. I think Egypt, you could do, honestly, like a walking tour of King Tut's tomb.
Mm.
You could do something, you know, maybe like a Spaceship Earth type of an attraction.
You know what's interesting? I don't wonder... Here's way out in the weeds, right? But we already have pyramids there. Maybe you just expand the World Showcase out to take over the Imagination Pavilion over there.
That's,
I don't know.
That's interesting.
I mean, they'd have to resurface it, but, you know, you've already got the skeleton there.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool to be able to, like, lace in some Indiana Jones adventure of some kind, you know, kind of like what you're talking about, Ryan, where you have, whether it's a walking adventure or some sort of exploration type of an attraction. I just think there's
too much history in Egypt to not have it be part. If we're expanding the World Showcase, there's so much history there that it'd be hard for me to leave it out.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, I think many historians, you know, Egypt is part of the cradle of civilization, right? You know, I think it goes deep, deep back then. It would be very interesting. It's a country I've always wanted to go to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as every year I get older, it's less likely I go because it seems like it gets more dangerous to go to that part of the world. You know, especially for Americans. But would love to go and see it, you know, and figure out how the aliens built all those pyramids.
Yeah, maybe they play the movie. Having a brain cramp. What is it? James Spader. 25 years ago, Kurt Russell. Oh, what is it? You guys know the movie.
Every podcast,
you know the movie.
This great idea.
James Spader is this archaeologist, and he discovers this
time
war.
Stargate.
Yes,
got it. Nailed it.
That's how they built the pyramid. Anyway.
Nailed it.
Anyway,
hey, I think that's a Fox property, right?
I believe it is. Randy's looking it up.
Listen, I only know of two Egyptian movies, and that's The Mummy and Indiana Jones. I know we can't own The Mummy because that's over
Universal.
That's over Universal. That other park.
Which, that's a great ride at Universal. But anyway, so Egypt, we have Argentina, we have Brazil, we have Russia. And what was the fifth?
Samoa.
That's right. Guys,
how cool would it be to have like the haka going on as well?
I mean, that'd be amazing.
Dude, it'd be so fun. That'd be a great, like sit down show type of restaurant.
MGM, United Artists. That's a Disney property.
There you go.
Stargate. We could do it. Let's do it. Great music, by the way, in that movie.
Yeah.
Great music.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. You know, you mentioned Australia, New Zealand. Actually, I kind of grouped when I said I had Samoa. I put Australia, New Zealand, Samoa in there. I was thinking a little bit about, you know, obviously Polynesia, but just generally that part of the world. I think that truly when we talk about the World Showcase, some strides got to be made to represent all of the continents minus Antarctica. We don't need to do that one so much. But
you want to go to the penguin
exhibit? But the others, like, you know, was there seven continents, right? So we should have something from the other six.
Yeah. And I think it would be nice to revisit Equatorial Africa and really get...
I do think we're missing a huge, huge opportunity.
I mean, my favorite basketball player of all time, Hakeem Olajuwon, is from Nigeria. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of history there. I think Nigeria, you know, that part of the, who else are we talking about? I keep forgetting those three countries, Senegal,
Kenya,
just a lot of, you know, I think
about Kenya, right? And its significance in the world, like the fastest people in the world, the longest distance runners,
great marathon. Like, absolutely.
I think Kenya wins every large scale marathon worldwide. I don't know. Did they run there? They must have.
They must.
They just keep running.
Yeah.
They break records every time. It's incredible.
Incredible. Yeah. Well, I think this would be a lot of fun if we could see Disney up their World Showcase game and start throwing some countries in there. And let's get some attraction. I think that's the key. You got to get some attraction in there to get the kids interested.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We need more.
We need more. Need so more.
I like it. Anyway. I'm in.
Need more Baba Yaga.
Isn't that's from Ant-Man and the Wasp, right?
Yeah, you mentioned it in Ant-Man and the Wasp, yeah.
You remember that scene?
Totally missed
it. One of the funniest scenes in the whole movie.
You know, truth serum.
Oh.
That's the part.
My gosh.
I'm going to watch that tonight now. I'm not going to be able to go to sleep until I watch that. Well, everybody, it was fun. This is a lot of good fun. You know, future Imagineers sitting here around the table figuring out how to make it better.
Yeah. Great show.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.